constraining high redshift stellar mass primordial black holes with next-generation ground-based gravitational wave detectors, by Ken K. Wying et al. The possible existence of primordial black holes in the stellar mass window has received considerable attention because their mergers may contribute to current and future gravitational wave detections. Primordial black hole mergers, together with mergers of black holes originating from population 3 stars, are expected to dominate at high redshifts Z is greater than or equal to 10. However, the primordial black hole merger rate density is expected to rise monotonically with redshift, while population 3 mergers can only occur after the birth of the first stars. Next-generation gravitational wave detectors such as Cosmic Explorer CE and Einstein Telescope ET can access this distinctive feature in the merger rates as functions of redshift, allowing for a direct measurement of the abundance of the two populations, and hence for robust constraints on the abundance of primordial black holes. We simulate 4 months' worth of data observed by a CET detector network and perform hierarchical Bayesian analysis to recover the merger rate densities. We find that if the universe has no primordial black holes with masses of O10 mSun, the projected upper limit on their abundance FPBH as a fraction of dark matter energy density may be as low as FPBH approximately O10 to the power of minus 5, about 2 orders of magnitude lower than current upper limits in this mass range. If instead FPBH is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 4, future gravitational wave observations would exclude FPBH equals 0 at the 95% credible interval. This was constraining high redshift stellar mass primordial black holes with next-generation ground-based gravitational wave detectors, by Ken K. Wying et al.